indirectly, it's important, when management is using financial and performance information to manage the agencies, that information needs to be reliable and complete as well. And in order for that information to be reliable, the underlying data, basically down at the transaction or detail level, needs to be reliable. So it's important that the agencies have the systems and controls to make sure that their data is accurate.
And if you're a program manager, you get some services from the CFO channel and you get some from the accounting channel. People may not realize those are actually different functions. How does finance and accounting work together, and how do they best serve the program people trying to get a mission done?
Well, in a perfect world, you have integrated systems. So you have one source of information that goes to the program managers, but that isn't, as you noted, always the case. So it's important to try to reconcile that information, and agencies are moving towards integrated systems in many places, but there are challenges at the system level in some agencies to have integrated data.
What do you see as the biggest disconnect between that financial channel, let's say, and the accounting channel?
Well, the information coming out of the financial systems certainly rises up to produce the financial statements and related financial management reports. In some cases, that information isn't packaged and consistent at the level of detail, perhaps, that program managers need. And so sometimes there are separate systems they might use to develop that information and manage using that information. But in terms of good practices, it's always good to have the same data coming off of the systems for both program and financial management.
But from a managerial standpoint, getting a step above the data at this point, how can a program manager avail him or herself of financial information in such a way as to help ongoing program management?
Well, I think it varies by agency. Hopefully the program managers are able to identify the types of information they believe they need to properly manage those programs and work with the CFO community and trying to see if that information can be part of the process. In its essence, if you have this core information that's audited and deemed to be reliable, again, that's the best source of information to go out to all users. So I think the first step is identifying and determining what mechanisms can be used to get that information. Like I said, today, that information may be coming off of separate or ad hoc systems.
And GAO, when they do audits or they look at some of these programs, I notice you guys often cite material weaknesses. Is this the most frequent material weakness? In other words, somebody has some data, somebody has other data?
Well, in terms of our audits, in terms of the financial audits, our focus is on primarily internal controls over financial reporting, which includes both financial statement reporting as well as management reporting. And so we analyze those weaknesses annually as part of our government-wide audit, and we look at the agency statements, and those agency reports include discussion of what weaknesses they have, which vary across the agencies. But when we look at them, we decide which ones are material or most significant to the federal government level. And so there's a number of those that we've had for many years. And those related to property, plant, equipment, inventories, property. There are certain liabilities out there that have control weaknesses associated with calculating things like environmental and disposal liabilities. Some areas related to net cost and reconciling their disbursement activity of the agency with Treasury's records. There's also weaknesses reported in improper payments, information security, tax collection activities, and loans receivable and loan guarantees. So there are a number of areas that, because there are problems with the data in those systems, it could affect the reliability of information, not only going to the financial statements, but also to program managers.
We're speaking with Bob Dacey. He is the chief accountant at the GAO. And how would you assess the skill levels, or what is the skill gap, if there is one, from your point of view, in agency financial and accounting operations? I mean, are the people up to the task of the 21st century with all these complex systems and interrelated programs?
Well, it's certainly a challenge out there in the financial management community. When you look at some of the underlying issues, and say, well, what are some of the differentiating factors potentially in those that are doing well? You see a number of things, not officially as part of a study, but based on my experience, those would include top management commitment. A big key area is the systems. making sure that they can produce reliable, useful, and timely information routinely so that that can be used on day-to-day management. The third area would be just effective internal controls, in addition to the skilled financial management team you spoke about. So there are challenges, and I think there's a number of efforts underway, including, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, the memo came out from OMB focusing in on trying to move agencies to shared service solutions rather than developing solutions for their agency alone, and trying to do that whenever they're in the process of upgrading or establishing new systems. So there's definitely a drive to try to make more consistent financial systems out there across the agencies, and that hopefully will also provide benefits in terms of having systems that are effectively working for other agencies, and B, providing kind of standard routine information that people can use to manage agencies.
And the two biggest agencies, the Defense Department and Homeland Security, seem like they've, of course, struggled the most with this. Is it reasonable to expect that they can take those lessons learned at smaller agencies or the more successful ones and apply those to their big enterprises?
Well, I think it's possible. If you go back to 1996, when the first financial statements were prepared and audited, we only had six of the 24 CFO Act agencies that had clean opinions. And last year, we had 20 that had clean opinions on all of their statements and an additional one that had clean opinion on all of its statements except for social insurance-related matters. So we've come a long way, and those agencies have certainly overcome their challenges. Some of them still have material weaknesses that they're working on, but it is very possible to do that. With respect to those two agencies, the Department of Homeland Security had a significant milestone this past year because they did receive a qualified opinion on their department-wide financial statements, the qualification related to certain property and equipment. And I know they're actively working on trying to resolve that issue, and their goal currently is to have a clean opinion in 2013. So we're monitoring that as that moves along, and we'll certainly see if they achieve their goal. The other area on Department of Defense, they obviously have a plan or program, the Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness Program, which they are using to have a structured process for trying to resolve these weaknesses. And they're moving through that, focusing, at least in the short term here, on budget information. They're trying to have the budget information auditable by the end of 2014. And they're also looking at existence and completeness of mission-critical assets. So they do have a plan and program. Both GAO and the Department of Defense IG have looked at the various aspects of the program and provided findings and recommendations. So we're continuing to monitor that as well. But they have a program in place, and we'll just have to keep watching that and providing input where we believe appropriate.